Dick Donovan is stepping into the batter's box, and as you Sox fans all know, he's a good hitter. He's been at bat 52 times, strike called, and has made 10 hits. Donovan, number 22, batting left-handed against the southpaw Byrne. And a big swing and a miss. Strike two. Yankees in white. Andy Carey, Billy Hunter, Gil McDougal, and Bill Scourin around that Yankee inner defense. Nobody on and nobody out in the next pitch to Donovan. That's a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Strikeout number two for Byrne, and his 37th of the year. Now, the thing that surprised me in looking over Byrne's pitching record was that he has pitched 79 innings and given up in that time only 39 bases on balls. So you see that the big thing about Byrne, since we saw him with the White Sox a few years ago, his control has improved tremendously. Manoso takes a ball, it's low. Now, of course, he has his streaks of wildness. But, boy, I can remember when Byrne would, it seems like, as I look back on those days, when he'd walk every other man. But that was the big bugaboo with Byrne. Minnie Minoso going into the game with a 260 batting average and 35 runs batted in. High fly ball this time, but short again, this time to right field. Howard right under the ball. He's out, two away. That's the same kind of a fly ball he hit the first time, only this time to the opposite field. There's Fox. Fox fouled off to the catcher the first time up. Nellie Fox in the batter's box. Byrne takes a look around. Everybody, the outfield is shortened up. Third baseman Andy Carey is in on the grass. And here is the pitch, a big swing and a miss. And the Mighty Mite spun like a top that time, missing a curveball up around the left. Two out and nobody on in the third inning. No score in this ball game. And a swing and a line drive down the right field line. Hit. And it drops in for a long single. Howard gets that ball in. That's hit number three for the White Sox. Let's pause here quickly for station identification. This is the WCFL Chicago White Sox Baseball Network. Kell single the first time up. Fox on first base. There are two out. It's the third inning and the pitch. A swing and a fly ball. A hit is going to drop in right center. And it does drop out there for Kell's second hit. And Fox goes to third. Hit number four. George Kell hit a low fly ball into right center field, right in between Mickey Mantle and Elston Howard, and it dropped for a clean hit, his second hit, and Fox goes to third. Here is Walt Gropa. Come on, man. The first time up, Gropa hit an infield fly to Gil McDougal. Runners on first and third with two away. Left-hander Tommy Byrne pitching to a big right-hand hitter, Walt Gropa. He's set. That's a high outside pitch, ball one. That was a rising fastball that the catcher, Yogi Berra, leaned out to get just about up around the shoulders, And all of a sudden, he had to leap into the air as that ball, that pitch had a rise to it. Ball one. The outfield is straight away. That's a ball way outside above the knee. Ball two. In the on-deck circle is Bob Niemann, who's playing in right field tonight. Bob has been sidelined for a couple of weeks after being plunked on the wrist, and his right wrist is taped. Tommy Byrne pitching to Dropo. The next pitch to him, a swing and a foul right here in front of us up on the screen. And it's a ball two and a strike one count. Tommy Byrne takes his glove off, roughs the ball around in his hands. No National League scores as yet. No score in this game. The White Sox, no runs, four hits, no errors. Yankees, no runs, two hits, and one error. Perfect night for baseball. First game of a big game, big series here. And we have afternoon games tomorrow and again on Thursday. The weekend in Washington. Ball two, strike one for Dropo. And a swing and another foul. Back on the wire. Two and two. The White Sox dugout is to our left. We're just a little bit to the right of home plate, with the Yankee dugout here to our right. This is a tremendous place, Yankee Stadium. Tremendous. You'd have to see it. Have to be sitting here and look up to your right and to your left to really realize how big a place this is. Open face bleacher in left field, all the way across center to right field. Big scoreboard lit up like a Christmas tree high up above the stands in right center field. It's a poke there. You got to hit it over 400 feet to get it in those stands. Ball two and a strike two count. That's a ball, shoulder high and wide. And we have a full count as the Yankee bat boy takes a new supply of baseballs up to the plate umpire, McKinley. Nelson Fox on third base. George Kell on first base. Two out in the top of the third inning and no score. So Tommy Byrne, arms up in front of him, getting ready. That's a ball. He almost hit him. The bases are loaded. That pitch almost hit him, and the bases are loaded. And here is Bob Niemann stepping into the batter's box at Yankee Stadium with Fox on third, Kell on second, Dropo on first, and two out. Bases loaded. That is a strike in around the knee. Came in with a slow one that time. Well, just a hit here would send the White Sox winging. Bases are loaded. One strike on Bob Niemann, number 18 on the back of his gray uniform. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a tap on the ground to the shortstop. He's going to get him. He does. The first one. Niemann bounced to the shortstop. A slow ground ball taking big hops. Hunter had to come way in and fire that ball. He got him by at least two big steps. That retires the side. In the inning, no runs, two hits, a walk, and three men were left on the base. And the score at the end of the top of the third inning, the White Sox nothing, the Yankees nothing. Norinup strike in around the knee. Norin singled the first time up and was out. trying for two on Minoso's great throw off the foul line. Norn is the left-hand hitter. And the next pitch to him, outside, right at the knee, a ball, 1-1. Each team has had a bases-loaded situation. Each team went out the same way, on a ground ball to the shortstop. Now the pitch to Norrin, a ball, a slow inside. That was a twister that was breaking in on his hands, and in falling away from the ball, his leg gave out from under him, and he fell on the ground, but he's up now, he's okay. Ball two and a strike one count. Norrin batting, third inning, nobody on, nobody out, no score. Donovan with the rosin bag. Here is a swing and a miss. There was a terrific slider right in across the knee. 2-2. 254 hitter. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a miss. Struck him out. Hoy popped that ball in right below the knee. That is the second strikeout for Donovan and his 64th strikeout of the year. The Boston-Cleveland game is nothing and nothing at the end of two innings. The pitchers, Sullivan, a right-hander, score a left-hander. Elston Howard, 311 hitter with 27 runs batted in, and a swing and a miss. Now, Teddy Williams, in a visit we had with him the other night when he was the guest on our show, for an hour and a half before the show, we had a bite and had a chat, he said he thought this fellow showed promise of becoming one of baseball's greatest hitters. And the only thing that kept him from it now, he said he needs another year until he really and truly learns to pick out that real good pitch. That is a strike right down the middle. Now he swung at one that was way outside, and he just took one here that was perfect. Maybe that's what Williams had reference to. But Howard is a young ball player. This is his first year in the big leagues. Donovan steps off the rubber. That is a ball, low. I read you before the game started the endorsement for the White Sox by the City Council and Mayor Daley today. And it's a great boost for the ball club. It appeared in the late papers here in New York. And a curve. It's low and outside. 2-2. The final paragraph, be it resolved that we hereby express our confidence and serene optimism that the Chicago White Sox will truly embody the spirit of I will and march forward to victory. Dated the 26th day of July, Richard J. Daley, mayor of Chicago, and as you fans all know, Dick is a really great Sox fan and booster. Ball two, strike two. Now Howard gets tired of waiting and walks out of the batter's box. This game is in the bottom of the third. No score. White Sox, no runs, four hits. Yankees, no runs. Here's the pitch. And a very high foul that's going out of play off here to the right. No play on that ball. Elston Howard, a number 32 in the back of his white uniform. This fella has as wide a stance as I've seen in the big leagues, comparable somewhat to a fellow that you may recall easier than this fellow, Junior Steven. Here's a ball, high inside, And Howard falls down to get out of the way. And we have another 3-2 count. Yes, sir, the White Sox are on Broadway. Here's a showdown series at Yankee Stadium. This is the first game of three, and it's under the lights on a perfect night for baseball with Donovan, a great right-hander, against Tommy Byrne. 13-3 and 8-2. Big pitch coming up. Oh, he almost hit him again. Ball four. Howard was almost hit with a very high inside pitch twice. And that one was closer than the other one. This one really sent him down. It decked him in a hurry. And that is ball four. And that becomes the third base on balls given up by Donovan. Here's McDougal. Base hit the first time up. Over on first base, and a ball. He was almost hit high inside. Ball one. Now that is the third straight time that a very high inside pitch. And you notice this when Donovan does it, because Dick usually has marvelous control. I told you that he's given up only 30 bases on balls in over 130 innings of pitching. Ball one. And a curve that's high. Ball two. Now this is no time to start the bases on balls, because the tough boys are coming up here. Yogi Berra, Mickey Mantle, and Scarron. And you can only get away with bases on balls against this club so often. In the first inning, after a hit, he gave a walk to Mantle and a walk to Berra and got out of a jam. And now, after one out, he's walked Howard and has a 2-0 count on McDougal, and time has been called. Here's a conference at the mound. The Detroit-Baltimore game is at the end of 12 innings, tied at 6-6. Now Donovan, again with the rosin bag, dries his hands. Here's the pitch, a swing and a very high, long foul is curving, out of play. That ball was curving just as soon as it was hit. There was no doubt but what that was going to be, a foul ball from the second it left the bat. So there's no use alarming you needlessly. Let's just say that that ball was foul all the way. Ball two, strike one. Noso in left field, Busby in center field, Niemann in right field. The infield is Kell, Carrasquel, Fox, and Groppo. We're looking right out there. White Sox in gray, the Yankees in white. Big crowd tonight. Perfect night. Ball two, strike one. Here it is. A very high foul. It's out of play to the right. So we have a ball two and a strike two count on McDougal. 280 hitter going into the game with 35 runs batted in. Donovan pulls at his cap. Now he's set. Now he's doing something tonight that they objected to in Chicago. Picks the rosin bag up, puts the rosin bag on the ball while it's in the glove. But here tonight, there's been no objection. After he gets the rosin bag in his fair hand, he puts it on the ball in the glove and pulls his cap. Here's the pitch. That's a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Cut that ball in real fast, in around the knees on the inside corner, And McDougal missed that ball at Yankee Stadium by a foot. That is strikeout number 3 and his 65th strikeout of the year. Get out that good luck talisman now. Here is Yogi Berra. There's a conference at the mound, and just as I'm talking about that, the umpire has gone out to caution Donovan about putting the rosin bag on the ball in the glove. I no sooner got that out of my mouth. Well, don't blame me, because the ump can't hear what I'm saying here. We are far away from the plate. But just after I said it, the umpire walked out and talked to Donovan. And he was talking to him about picking the rosin bag up and putting it on the ball while he had it in the glove. Here's a ball high outside, ball one. Yogi walked the first time up. A 275 hitter going into the game with 66 runs batted in. Bob Elson describing the ball game from Yankee Stadium, the house that Babe Ruth built. Where the lights are flickering here tonight on a terrific night for baseball and one of the most important baseball series of the year. That ball, it's off the corner above the knee. Ball two. Base runner is Elston Howard. There are two out in the bottom of the third inning. The White Sox, no runs, 4 hits, no error. The Yankees, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error. Cleveland-Boston, nothing and nothing at the end of 3 innings. Sullivan and score. 2-0 count for Yogi Berra, and a strike of beauty right around the knee. Ball two and a strike one count on the Yogi man. Ball two, strike one. Howard edging off first base. Here's the pitch. A ball. It's off the corner. Ball three. 3-1. Remember, in Chicago tomorrow night, there's a real good fight out at Arthur Wirtz's Chicago Stadium. Chuck Spicer was our guest tonight on our 6 o'clock show in Chicago. A real good, promising young battler. Ball three, strike one count. There's plenty of time. You're not missing anything here because Donovan goes through the... Here's the pitch. The runner going. A swing and a ground ball to Fox. He should get him easily. The ball is in the air. He's a goner. He slapped hard on the ground to Fox. Fox took plenty of time. Picked that ball up and he threw the Yogi man out by 20 feet. The reason I said there's time to talk about different things is because Donovan takes plenty of time, and there's no reason why he shouldn't. This is a big ball game. He takes very, very deliberate there with every pitch. So when I do say something or refer to something, it's when nothing is going on out there on the mound. In that inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, one man left on the base. So here are the complete totals for 3 innings. The White Sox, no runs, 4 hits, no errors, have 5 left. The Yankees, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error, 4 men left on the base. Jimmy Busby will lead off in the 4th inning. Hits a very high, towering fly ball back a short. Billy Hunter backing up should get it easily, and he does. Put that one away, 1 out. Busby hit the first pitch and lofted one high behind short. The shortstop, Billy Hunter, backed way up on the grass and took it easily for the out. At Boston, Doby just homered for Cleveland. It puts the Indians ahead of Boston, 1-0 in the 4th inning. Carrasquel struck out first time up. And a ball a little bit too low. Ball one. Tommy Burns. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Third baseman cut in front of him. Carey firing. He's out. Two away. Andy Carey cut in front of the shortstop punter, who was deep, and threw Chico out for the second out. That'll bring up Schirmlaller, who fouled out to the first baseman the first time up. 270 batting average, 42 runs batted in. No score, fourth inning, Yankee Stadium, White Sox and the Yankees. Tommy Burns, left-hander, leans forward on his left foot. Here is a curveball. It's way outside, ball one. Two out and nobody on. Next pitch to Schirmlaller, a strike of beauty right across the waist. One and one. In the National League, Pittsburgh and St. Louis. Nothing and nothing at the end of one. The Phillies are at Milwaukee tonight. The Phillies have really been red hot. Two out and nobody on in the fourth inning. And a ball way high and outside, two and one. The pitcher, Donovan, is due up next. Burns stands there on the rubber. Goes into his motion. And a slow ball comes in very low, ball three. In the game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock your time, it's going to be Harry Bird, a right-hander, against Lopez. And Bullet Bob Turley is scheduled to pitch the finale Thursday afternoon. Sox play Washington, a night game on Friday, single game on Saturday, and a doubleheader on Sunday. Ball three and a strike one count. That's a swing and a miss. Burn, every once in a while, and not too often, really burns one in there. And that time he did. Across the waist, and Lawler swung and missed for a full count. Ball three, strike two. Burn taking plenty of time. Wind up, and here's the next pitch. Too low. Base on ball. That'll bring up the pitcher, Donovan. Donovan stepping around to the first base side of the plate, a big fellow. In the first Detroit-Baltimore game that went extra innings, the Tigers won 8-6. That is the final score in the first game of a twi-night doubleheader. Donovan batting with Lawler on first, and a swing and a very high foul fly. It's going to go over the Yankee dugout into the crowd at once. Well, while we have time, the first baseman talking to somebody, let's pause for station identification. This is the WCFL Chicago White Sox Baseball Network. This is WCFL, the voice of labor in Chicago. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. Donovan went all the way around trying to give that fastball a ride, strike two. Fowler over on first. That's strike three, right down the middle. And he took it with the bat on his shoulder. Now, Byrne, who usually toys around between pitches, got that ball back, and boom, he fast-pitched him that time. Nothing illegal. He was in the batter's box, but he didn't toy around at all. He just, bang, right back in there, and he struck him out. For Byrne, that is his third strikeout of the night and his 38th strikeout of the game. Score at the end of the first half of the fourth inning. The White Sox, no runs on four hits. The Yankees, no runs on two hits. Coming up the leadoff, Mickey Mantle. Mantle walked in the first inning. 304 batting average. And 64 runs by the ground ball to Fox. Big hop, he's got it. There's the peg, he's out, one away. Now that ball was hit very sharply, very hot at Fox, taking low hops to his right, to the second base side. He grabbed the ball to his right and turned a complete circle and fired. He had plenty of time to get Mantle for the out. Here's Scourin. First base. 346 hitter going in with 41 runs batted in. 0 for 1. Wind up in the first pitch to him. Too close. Above the knee. Ball one. Scourin, number 14. One out and nobody on. Last of the fourth inning. Baseball at Yankee Stadium under the lights. The outfield is playing straight away. There's a curve and he grounds it foul right into the White Sox dugout. This fellow told me a thing that surprised me one night. He was on my show at 6 o'clock and we were talking baseball and he said, you know, they take me out against right-hand pitchers and let me play against left-hand pitchers. He said, well, I've been in organized baseball. I've hit over 80 home runs, and I've hit something like 73 or 74 of those against right-hand pitchers rather than left-handers. That was a surprising thing, and I was telling Williams about that, and he was surprised, too. But that's a fact. A ball one and a strike one count, and a swing and a miss. He sidearmed him that time and came in with that ball on the outside corner at the waist. And Scourin, Big Moose, took a cut and missed. 1-2. Donovan drying his hands. Picks the rosin bag up again. Now he's leaning way forward. Scourin gets tired of waiting and steps out. Now, Donovan is not dropping the rosin bag on the ball in the glove anymore. Now, he picks it up in his bare hand, tucks it up under his arm, and pulls at his chest. Here's the pitch, and it's high inside a ball. He was cautioned by the plate umpire from putting the rosin bag on the ball in the glove. 2-2. Ball two and a strike two count. He's all set again. That's a curve, and here's a fly ball to left. Minnie going back. The ball's over his head. The ball's gone to the scoreboard in left center. He's around second. On the way to third, they may get him. He's in the dirt. He is out at third base. The play went from Minoso to Carrasquel to Kell. Minoso misjudged the ball. He came in, and the ball went over his head. Then ran back to the scoreboard. The relay got him, and also to Carrasquel to Kell. He was out on an eyelash play at third base. If you're keeping a scorecard, credit, Skarin with a double, and the White Sox with a terrific relay play, Chico with a perfect peg to the hot corner, and Kell a dive at Skarin, and he got it. Man, what thrills here at New York. Here's Perry. Here's a swing and a line drive into right. It's going to drop in for a hit. And again, the White Sox get that base runner killed on the bases where he could do some good. That is with the Yankees. For example, had he stayed at second base, he would have scored because that ball was placed perfectly into right center field. That is hit number 4. Gee, that was a terrific relay play. Going to bring up the pitcher, Tommy Byrne, with a base runner on first base and two out. Well, I hope that Mayor Daley and the members of the city council that passed that resolution are not having heart attacks, but boy, this is that kind of a ball game. Nothing, nothing. This is a big one. This is one of the biggest ball games of the year. Psychologically, this first game of the Yankee series is a game of tremendous import. It is nothing and nothing in the last of the fourth inning. The Yankees have Carey on first base and Byrne is the batter. There are two outs. Now Donovan gets ready. Here's a swing and a miss. He went all the way around trying to give that ball a ride. That was the curveball. Curve, slider, his fastball would slide, change up, and always around the knee. You don't get any of those fat pitches up around the letters from Mr. Donovan. That's why he is 13-3. Those are the kind that go out of the park. One strike on Byrne. Here's a fastball, low outside, a ball, 1-1. Skarin's drive went over Minoso's head in left field. And Minoso looked from here as though he had lost the ball in the lights. He started in and then ran frantically back, and the ball had gone over his head to the auxiliary scoreboard, which is on the ground in left center and in right center. Here's the swing and a high fly ball. Right field. Right fielder coming in should get it, and he does. In that inning, no runs, two hits, one man left. And the score at the end of four innings of play. The score... The White Sox, no runs, four hits, no errors. The Yankees, no runs, four hits, and one error.